This is GQDN for July the 7th, this Thursday. And there was at least one announcement that happened today that we'll talk about it, along with a little bit more about E3 next year and Xbox news as well. But today, we start out with a news post from the Los Angeles Times about what's going on at Blizzard Entertainment. So Mike Ybarra did speak, and right now we know what they're going through, but he did speak yesterday about everything that's going on in the world, and including what's going on, well, culture-wise. And he's talking about the company culture, what Washington and all that has impacted them. So he did say, in a quote, "No doubt this has impacted people. It has impacted morale." There he's talking about Blizzard's history, most recent history. And he goes on to say, "We're committed to changing our culture. We've had a tough 2.5 years. We're listening to our employees. I've always firmly believed that when there's a good culture across teams, creative, excellent flows. So I call our culture team, Team Zero." That's end of quote. So they are indeed trying to get things corrected, but there's a walkout that comes out later on this month, which I believe I've seen it to be the 27th. I could be wrong there. But that said, we shall see what they will be protesting about. Now, going on from there, he also defended the microtransactions in Diablo Immortal. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and what Ybarra did say, quote, "When we think about monetization, at the very highest level it was, quote, how do we give a free Diablo experience to hundreds of millions of people where they can literally do 99.5% of the game, or percent of everything in the game?" Further quote, "The monetization comes in at the end game. The philosophy was always to lead with great gameplay and make sure that hundreds of millions of people can go through the whole campaign without any costs. From that standpoint, I feel really good about it as an introduction to Diablo." We shall see what happens with Diablo Immortal numbers-wise, monetization-wise, once the next quarterly report comes out, which that won't happen until October. So that'll be curious. But the Times wasn't done with Ybarra, because they want to bring back BlizzCon next year. This comes to us from wowhead.com. And once again, he's talking. "We previously announced that we're taking a pause on BlizzCon while we reimagine it for the future, but don't want to return to a live event that enables us to celebrate the community. We recently hired a new leader of BlizzCon, April McKee, who is hard at work on that plan. We're committed to bringing back BlizzCon in 2023. So she's got about 1 year to get it done. Now, why do I say 1 year and not 16 months? Because usually that comes in November. Because you need time, not just to plan, you need time to get everything in gear. And I'm more talking about props and videos and all that stuff. So, now let's get to what happened today and not last night. Destructoid just came out with the Skull and Bones launch date. So Ubisoft did have a video going through the gameplay and going through all the announcements and all this and that. And Skull and Bones, which has been held off for about nearly 10 years now, now finally does have a launch date, and that is November 9th. There was a lot within that launch there as well. Too much to go on here, but if you want to see everything that is up on the YouTube channel, the Ubisoft YouTube channel, I should say, so you can watch all that, including gameplay that was tacked on the end of that channel. Now, there was a bit of a pause due to what they're saying, technical difficulties. Maybe they were going from there to uploading another tape or another video, but whatever. It still looked really good. Maybe not for me, but if you like pirate stuff, that would be for you. Along with a bunch of interviews with the devs and all that stuff. But you want to talk about interviews? Well, you already know that E3 is coming back next year. But in order to do that, they had to form a partnership. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and ReedPop will be the production company for next year's E3. So ReedPop does various PAX conventions, Star Wars Celebration, and some other live events with pop culture and video games. So they do have quite the history, but we will see what happens here. It should be quite good. Now, don't go asking what games will be there or what gaming companies will be there, because right now that is not known. But we go back to Dual Shockers and we tell you what is known, and that is Xbox will be at this year's Gamescom in August. So this is what Xbox Dot said on Twitter, at Xbox Dot. We will be back on the show floor at Gamescom. This year, we are dedicating our booth to celebrating you, the community, and we will provide some small updates to our current games. Can't wait to see you all in Cologne. So, we'll see what happens. We know that there was a lot of announcements. We know that there has been a lot of discussion about those announcements. Hey, we'll see what happens. Now we go to another Dual Shockers article, and we know that there are some other covers going into NBA 2K23, but the final one is the official one, and that will have the Phoenix Suns' Devin Booker. So it's really like basically just him. You see, like the shoe is bigger than his head, so it's like the ground up. And once again, it's done in that picturesque painting style, and it looks really, really cool. Well, once again, you still have the Michael Jordan edition, and if you go to GameStop, you'll have the WNBA players. Now, also in Dual Shockers, in the same article, they do break down the prices. So it is indeed a good read there. And from what I could see, the base price is $79.99. The Michael Jordan edition will be $99.99. And the championship edition will be $149.99. Now we go from that to the PlayStation blog. And to end the show, we go to the Sea of Stars. This is an RPG turn-based game. And will be... Well, it looks very, very interesting as far as what the gameplay goes. So, we shall see what happens here. Sea of Stars will be available on PlayStation 4 and 5 next year. Oh, by the way, if you're into Inscription, but you want it on PlayStation, that will be coming later this year as well to PlayStation. Anyway, yes, I'm on PlayStation 2. Not PlayStation 2. I got PlayStation 5. And some of us there at Group Quest are on PlayStation as well. You can check out all the podcasts there at groupquest.com, including our Audible link and our patreon.com/groupquest link. This has been a Don Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Friday, and we'll see what happens on a Friday. Until then, go play some games, people. Have fun.